Hi guys, I'm Hector Moreno. You're listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis.
Final segment tonight on the show here, and it will be a good one. Before we get to it, though, a quick word here for Advantage BMW Midtown. Now, I drive a BMW. I've done it for years. I've leased and bought from Advantage BMW Midtown numerous times. Absolutely love the vehicle, love the drive. I've driven a sedan in the past. Now I'm in an X5. It's great for throwing a bike in there or throwing your dog in there. Took it on a long-distance run to see my elderly parents in New Jersey. The other thing, though, that I love at Advantage BMW Midtown is the customer service. Second to none. They're going to take you through sales, service, finance. It can be done so easy. Get yourself in that sedan that you want. Get yourself in that X5. Get down to Advantage BMW Midtown. Remember that they are supporting the world's game, your game, soccer, and soccer on the radio. That's why I shop Advantage. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Proud sponsors of Soccer Matters. ESPN 97.5. All right, so the final segment. We take a dip into CONCACAF. World Cup qualifying is going to begin for 2022. Puerto Rico is known as a baseball country, even a boxing country, basketball before soccer. But amazingly enough, Dave Sarakin, former Chicago Fire coach, assistant to Bruce Arena, man that's been to World Cups, you name it, he's pretty much done it in Major League Soccer and with the U.S. national programs. Well, he's the new head coach. I caught up with Dave in the Dominican Republic. Dave, let's just start with how the opportunity with the Puerto Rican Federation occurred here, obviously with qualifying for 2022, the goal.
Well, it's good to be on with you, Glenn.
Yeah, Dave.
Appreciate it. The timing sort of started in January after I decided to leave NCFC after they dropped to League One. I got a call from a young man who I'd met, who is a Puerto Rican, he was a Puerto Rican resident, but he works for Atlanta United. I met him, and he knew that I was available, and he asked if he could submit my resume to the new president of the Puerto Rican Federation, Ivan Rodriguez. I said, sure, and he did. And Ivan is a young guy who is very ambitious and wants to sort of elevate the soccer in Puerto Rico. And we had some conversations in January and early February about the challenge and the upcoming games in March. As we began speaking, for me, it was just the timing and the opportunity made sense. I love the opportunity to coach in a World Cup qualifier. CONCACAF is a familiar region to me. Obviously, Puerto Rico doesn't have a real history of success in international football, but there's some interesting young players that I feel will be fun to work with. And at this stage in my career, just to be able to sort of mentor and offer my experience to the Federation and intrigue me.
Dave Sarakin joining us here. He's the head coach of Puerto Rico. You remember him from Major League Soccer with obviously the Chicago Fire, longtime assistant to Bruce Arena at World Cups. March 24th, 12 days away, St. Kitts and Nevis for Puerto Rico, and then 4 days later, Trinidad and Tobago. All right, so you got 12 days. You're just meeting these guys now. It's a pretty incredible story. What can you do in 12 days to get prepared for your first World Cup qualifier?
Yeah, it's daunting in some ways, but a lot of work is going to be taking place over the next 12 days. I've had conversations with a number of players over the phone, and we've done a couple Zoom calls as well, just as an introductory sort of piece. But the real work starts when they start arriving this evening and getting into a training the next 10 to 12 days for preparation. And it's a two-way street. It's them getting to know me and my ideas and methodology. And it's myself and my staff getting to know them as players, because I've watched their games, their two friendlies in January. I have a little bit of a sense, but as many of you know, you really get to know them when you're on the field. And so we'll be doing some double days. We'll be doing some meetings. We'll be doing a lot of evaluating over the next several days to piece together what I feel will be a competitive group against St. Kitts. So it's for us older guys, it's like that Evelyn Wood speed reading class. Like, you just got to just tear into a lot of work in a short period of time.
So you obviously, though, are going to be familiar with a number of these guys from the USL, your time in the USL, all the scouting that you've done. I mean, you will know some of these players and what they're capable of, right? So
I do,
in your mind, are you positioning people already a little bit?
I am. Yeah, I am. I had the advantage, like I said, I watched them play in January. So I had a sense of the players that I knew and those that I didn't. Cody Lorendi in goal, we had with the LA Galaxy, and he was on the LA Galaxy too. Jaden Cervania played for Birmingham. We played Birmingham a number of times. Sydney Rivera up top, I'm familiar with. So there's a few guys that I've kind of known, but there's many that I don't. And so I've talked to coaches around the league in MLS that have a few guys who've given me some, background into the players and what their best positions are. So I've done some homework, but many of these guys I'll be really meeting for the first time.
Has the Puerto Rican Federation president, asked you for ideas on maybe growing the grassroots and how we can, continue to shift the culture? Because it is a place I know very well. It is a baseball country.
Sure. No doubt. Yeah. Yeah. That it's a good question. The opportunity and the timing for this particular job that I have is in the short term is to try to get this group competitive enough to win our group for sure. And I think obviously people will see Trinidad and Tobago as the favorite in our group, but at the same time, I take a step back and look at all the teams in our group with COVID and some preparation difficulties. I think it levels the playing field, and I think we have an opportunity. So when I had conversations with Yvonne, certainly it was to get this group as competitive as we can for March 24th and 28th. And then hopefully we'll have a couple more matches in June and maybe beyond that. But if it ends in June, we'll sit down and have another conversation about a bigger picture in terms of my role, because I think, as I said, he's very ambitious. I think he's looking to me in the short term to raise this level of this group, but also in the bigger picture to try to help with the infrastructure and the growth of the game in Puerto Rico.
You must be pretty, I'm going to switch gears here a little bit. You must be pretty happy with some of the young players that when you took the U.S. over on the interim basis, guys like Weston McKennie, Tyler Adams, Josh Sargent, you must feel pretty proud of what these guys are now doing in Europe, really setting a higher standard and a higher bar for the American player. It's pretty remarkable.
It's amazing, and I've been around the game a long time and the U.S. national team program a long time. And that year when I had those 10 games throughout the entire year and the utilization of these younger players who are now blossoming, I feel very good and proud about that. And I think it's a testament to them to make that leap and get overseas and prove themselves. So it's so great to see.
The makeup of the Puerto Rican roster, I mean, how many of the guys are playing in the local Puerto Rican Football Association League, or are most of them in the United States in some shape, form, or fashion?
Yeah, the majority are in the United States. There's a few in Puerto Rico. There's a few in Spain. There's a few in Bolivia and sort of spread out a little bit around the globe. But of the roster, I may be wrong by one or two, but I think it's 10 or 11 are native to the country. There's a number of players that have a dad or a mom that are from Puerto Rico that allow them to be eligible. So it's an interesting mix. The Puerto Rican professional league is not at the highest standard, so many of them do play outside of Puerto Rico.
It's interesting. If you go to Puerto Rico's Wikipedia page, they call it the Chris Armish years. And my former teammate, Mark Lugris, did a great job of recruiting American guys that somehow qualified to play for Puerto Rico. Of course, Chris Armish was one of your great players. You've been highly associated with him with the Chicago Fire, the national team. And then, of course, Chris, obviously went to the U.S. national team. But it really is a pretty interesting dynamic, the whole thing. That teammate of mine was Mark Lugris. So, you're going to have to top the Chris Armish years.
Oh boy, I don't know. I don't know. I could use Chris right now, actually. If he came out of retirement, I could use him right now with this group.
He could probably still play. I wouldn't put that past him, but he's got a bigger job up in Toronto right now. Yeah. You know, speaking of things like that, to have worked with young men like that, you know, and knowing them at a young age, I mean, that's got to be so rewarding to see them, you know, advance, stay in the game, you know, go into pressure-filled situations like coaching at that level.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was talking about this the other day with my assistant here, Daryl. When I had the Chicago Fire, if I look back and now look at today, guys that I coached, Chris Armas, Jimmy Curtin, C.J. Brown, Ante Razov, they're all in coaching now. They're all in managing. I'm probably leaving out a couple as well. So many of these players, Jesse Marsh was part of my Fire team, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, all these guys that are now giving back to the game that plays in Major League Soccer, you know, it's a natural progression, but it's a really rewarding thing to see that they've stayed in the game, that they're giving back. It makes me feel good and proud about that.
Dave Sarakin heading up Puerto Rico, heading into World Cup qualifying in 12 days. They will play in the Dominican Republic against St. Kitts and Nevis. That's 12 days. It's less than 12 days away now when this airs. Kind of interesting to see, you know, when you look at all those guys that got into coaching that you mentioned, and now we look at where the game is even from that time period and all the other opportunities. I mean, now you got guys that are sporting directors, coaches, mm-hmm. On the marketing side of the game. Television commentators. I mean, the soccer opportunities at the beginning of your career, post-playing, because you were a professional player, there weren't a lot out there other than coaching. Now it's pretty remarkable to see all these other opportunities and how in industry the sport mm-hmm. is looked upon as a vehicle of promotion and sponsorship.
It's very it's just great, you know, because early on in the early days, there were executives from other sports getting involved with soccer and didn't know soccer, whether it's GMs, owners, vice presidents, you name it. The hope was through time, people who have a real soccer feel and background took those positions. And that's what we're seeing now. So the GMs are former players. Vice presidents are former players. People, obviously the coaches, now are former players. So the more we can get people in our sport that know the sport, the better it is for everybody. So it's moving in the right direction. And they're learning on the job. You know, it's not like you get a master's in being a GM of a Major League Soccer franchise. You have to get in and go. But having soccer background, it helps.
Well, Dave, look, you got a busy day. You got the players coming in, getting ready for this World Cup qualifier. I want to wish you the best of luck on March 24th against St. Kitts and Nevis. Incredible story, interesting story. Dave Sarakin heading up Puerto Rico. Dave, thank you very much for coming on the program tonight.
Thank you, Glenn. It's always good to visit with you.
Absolutely. And you know what? We'll do this again because there's a lot of things we could talk about through your lens.
Sounds good.
All right. Good. Thank you, Dave.